Mishnah says in the Daf Beis that sudden is ha'ishas v'sa'achbarim m'sta'ilan m'sta'alam k'darkei b'mayid. You're allowed to trap a certain type of animal called the ishas during Chol HaMoed because it is mazik the field, it destroys the field. What is the ishas? The ishas is some type of mole or rat, and as the Gemara says, it's a ma'ishas, it's a briyash ein la'inayim. It's some type of creature that has no eyes. So it's this creature that digs on the ground and it goes down into the dirt under the field, it destroys it. And it has no eyes, and therefore you're allowed to be tzad, this ishus on Chol HaMoed, to prevent the hezek. And the question is, why is this creature referred to as ishus? It's an interesting name, ishus. Why would we call this this mole, this rat, as an ishus? And I wanted to be matzi, I wanted to suggest that perhaps a pshat could be like this. We find that in Chazal, a suma, a blind person, is referred to as a sagi nahar. What does a sagi nahar mean? Sagi nahar means he has a lot of light. There's a lot of he's able to see because of all the light that he has, which is really the opposite of what a suma is. A suma obviously is someone who's blind who has no light at all, can't see anything. But we call him a sagi nahar. It's like a lashon nekiyah to call him the opposite of what he is, not to refer to him in a nice way that he's a person who has a lot of light, even though he's really the opposite of that. And from there came the lashon, the expression sagi nahar that we use for anything. Whenever we refer to something b'lashon nekiyah, the opposite of what it really is, we refer to it as a lashon sagi nahar. But we find that specifically when it comes to einayim, when it comes to eyesight, we tend to say the opposite. When someone does not have eyesight, we call him as if he does have eyesight, as if he's able to see. And I was thinking perhaps that could be the same shot over here. The word for an eye, for a pupil, in lashon hakodesh is an ishun, aleph yod shin vav nun, ishun einay. Ishun means the pupil of the eye. And perhaps being that this ishus is a bria she'en la'inayim, it's a bria that has no eyes, I can't see, so Chazal b'dafka referred to it as an ishus, milashon ishun, b'lashon saginar, to refer to it as the bria who has eyes, who's able to see, because that is the lashon saginar for a bria she'en la'inayim, just like we refer to a suma as a saginar, someone who's able to see a lot when he really cannot see at all. So that could be the marker of this word ishus, it's a lashon saginar. I'll shame the word Ishun. And I found, Baruch Hashem, that somebody says this in the Sefer Zera Yitzchak on the Mishnayos and in Kalim, Perakal Vav Mishnah Gimel, where the Mishnah over there talks about the Mitzudas HaIshus, whether the trap of the Ishus is tar or not. So he says in that Mishnah, he says, Kasav HaRab, it's a B'yashen Le'inayim, and Metargimit Yishusa. So he brings down from Kadmainim, from the Maram Katzmi Leitzk, Shenikos Ken Alderch Sagi Narki Ishus Lashon Ishun Einayim. The Mam says it's called a Ishus of Lashon Saginar, because it's a Bria She'en La'inayim, and that is his hesber in the word Ishus. Agav, it's interesting to note, why Bichlal is the eye, the pupil, why is it called Ishun? What's the reason for that word Ishun? Why does that mean an eye? So this already the Radak in Tehillim, and Kibbutz Yudzayin says that the word Ishun comes mi Lashon Ish. It's a man. Whenever you have you add a nun to a word, it means not just that thing, but in a smaller version. That's like ketan toin, means that it's a smaller version of it. So ishun means a small man, because he says if you look in a person's eye, you're going to see a small man. You're going to see yourself. When you look inside the eye, you're going to see a small version of yourself, so it looks like there's a little man inside the eye. And for that reason, it's called ishun. Lakapanim, that could be the vart in the hesver in this word ishus. But it was bothering me that, look at this a little bit straight from our sugya, because there's a shaila in the Acharnim, how to understand this word ishus. Is ishus a lashon yachid or a lashon rabim? In other words, is a singular rat or mole called an ishus? Or perhaps ishus means many, many moles, but the singular form would be eshes. And eshes is the actual word, and ishus means many esheses, the lashon rabim. Now, in order to say this word, you have to say that Ishus is a Lashon Yachid. One mole is called an Ishus, Mi Lashon Ishun. But if one is called an Eshes, and Ishus is Lashon Rabim, then Luchai can't say this, because it's not exactly the Shoresh of Ishun. Perhaps you could still say it, but it's not as Mistaber if it's a Lashon Yachid. So this is a Shai Lachanim have. If you look in our Sugya, it's very much Mashmah that Ishus is a Lashon Rabim. The Gemara brings this Pasuk in Tehillim to say the marker of the name Ishus. It brings down Kamo Shablo, Thomas Yehalach Nafal Eshes Bal Chazu Shemesh. So it refers to the Ishus as an Eshes. So it's called an Eshes in Tehillim, which Lachar would mean that Eshes is the Lashon Yachid, Ishus is Lashon Rabim, and that would be Mashma that the Ishus is not the Shem Ha'atzim of this creature. I think from Rashi also it could be medayik like this. Rashi B'dimra Maschil Nafal Eshes Bal Chazu Shemesh. He says, Klaimar Kach Ishus Naifleis Pisaim la'aretz emesim d'lochazu. So he says a lashon talking about the ishus falling down. He says ishus neiflois. So neiflois is a lashon rabim. If ishus is a lashon yachid, it should be kach ishus neifelis, and ishus falls. If he calls it ishus neiflois, that would be pretty clear that ishus is a lashon rabim, ishus is a lashon yachid. And that would be a raya that the Lashon Yachid would be Eishes. But I did see in the Maganim Chadashim in the back of a Sefer in Maikan, he has a whole mimer that he published once about the Eishes in Chazal. He brings in all the fascinating marmakimus about what the Eishes was and all different things about it. And he brings down a shiloh over there whether Eishes is a Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabbim. He does bring down Acharnim who understand that it is a Lashon Yachid. And meaning that a singular Ishus is called an Ishus, it brings a right from the Medesh. So, lefi that, I'm sure you could say this pshat, that Ishus is called Ishin, al shem the Ayin, like the Zer Yitzchak brings down, b'shem the Maharam Milutsk.